Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's one of the classic instrumentals. Walk, Don't Run 64. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. Debbie is the co-CEO of Housewares America. She is the inventor of the cake cutter and the greenback. You know, I know, Debbie, you're most well-known for the greenbacks. And I didn't even say that last segment. Because, see, the greenbacks, I know how wonderful your greenbacks are. I know the women. I mean, when I was talking about the cake cutter last time, the women were yelling at me out there. The green bags—that's the—that's the great invention of hers. Because you know where my—you know what—you know what I'm focused on is not what's in the green bag, but what's on the cake plate. That's what I care about.
I know.
But the
I
green
know.
Bags. I was remiss. I should have mentioned the green bags. And
well, you know,
how many other things have you invented?
Well, you know, my green bags now are over a billion. Strong.
Wow!
Yeah, we've done.
That's a lot of meatloaf, you know.
That's
a lot of leftover meatloaf, isn't it?
The Debbie Meyer green boxes as well, and many other things. They're all on debbiemeyer.com. But thank you for mentioning those things
because
those are my babies.
So, folks, while she's doing all this stuff, while she's being a Herculean entrepreneur and inventor. She's got, you know, she's a small business owner, just like you. She has to make payroll every Friday. She's got to get things done, and she's got all this information coming in, including requests to do our show, which she does on a regular basis. Debbie, there's something that I think we do. I want to ask you how you do this. That my futurist friends call scanning.
Mm-hmm.
They call it scanning, and this
right.
it's where they bring all this information that they actually have things coming to them, and they scan it for the things that pique their attention, and they focus on the things. That, it's sort of like triaging, you know. All right, this I'll read right now. This I'll read later today. This I'll read, you know, if I get time. And this I'll never read.
Yep, and it's a great word for it. But one of the things that I find really important about is the actual source of the information, because a lot of stuff comes to us, right? Not all information is fact.
Mm-hmm.
Not all information is true. Not all, you know, if you're looking for the kind of stuff about celebrities and, you know, their lifestyles and all that stuff, you can read anything to get that. But when you're reading stuff,
I can't imagine my life where I care about any of that.
Well, you know what? It kind of sucks up a lot of time.
It doesn't suck up any of my time, I'll tell you that.
And you shouldn't be letting it suck up time when you're looking for business information. And when I'm looking for business information, I want to know the credentials of the person who's giving it to me. That's very important.
Well said. I like that.
Because everybody, just because you've got a computer and a blog or a feed, doesn't mean you know what you're talking about.
I do find myself, over the years, I have found myself looking for the byline before I get invested in an article and seeing if the title is something that interests me. If I don't know the writer, I may go ahead. But if it's somebody I do know and that I admire, then I'll read it regardless.
Well, there are literally thousands of publications, whether it's in print or online or whatever, and sorting through what is worthwhile. I want something that's going to uplift and benefit me.
But is that very act, is doing that thing that we just said, is that inefficient, distracting? I mean, should we have to deal with that much? Is the extra knowledge, the extra information we get from all that, isn't there a tipping point where having that available could become, you know, a negative? You see what I mean?
Oh,
where,
sure. You become is a gathering source then.
Yeah.
All you're constantly gathering and never putting out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I want something that will increase my productivity or benefit me and productivity in some way, I'm looking for something specific. So therefore, I want to find out the best information. Mm-hmm. I'm a little upset that a lot of magazines I used to really enjoy for their authoritative articles have turned to asking bloggers what they think.
Oh, yeah, our tweets. How about that?
Without ever coming back and saying, now this blogger is so-and-so with this kind of experience or whatever. It's just a name and the name of their blog. Mm-hmm. And it's like leaving it up to me to go figure out who this person is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very particular now about the sources of my information. And I to tell you the truth, I limit them. But I don't limit them to the extent that I will exclude everything that I haven't heard
but
of
it,
before.
But it's a new discipline that we have to, that if you're going to be successful today, you mm-hmm. have to know these. Some of this stuff coming in is going to benefit you, like anything right. Debbie says. And so,
oh.
so the thing is that in the here we are, the second decade of the 21st century, one of the disciplines of being a business owner is you've got to become a better and a more discerning scanner.
Yeah, absolutely, and I love the scanning. You know, I was part of an experiment when I was, I think it was fourth grade.
Well, that explains
a
lot.
Okay, let me tell you what the experiment was first, Jim. The experiment was speed reading for children.
Oh.
And remember when speed reading was a big deal?
Yeah.
Everybody was coming
yeah.
out with speed reading courses mm-hmm. and whatever, and what they did was they wanted to determine if children were actually absorbing information while they were
right.
speed reading. So they taught a group of us speed reading. And it's the best thing I ever got.
I wish I had taken that.
Because I can read very, very quickly, and I yep. use scanning all the time
yep, yep.
for that reason.
Quick break, 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingham, having a great visit. As you know, as you can see, congratulations on this great visit we're having with our good friend Debbie Meyer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The way you dance at home at night, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Parade on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.